Those were on the books now.
Oh yeah, that one. Okay, folks. From the clock, I'm going to call the North Pine Oil City Council meeting to order for August 24th, 2021. It's 7 o'clock, and I'll ask you to call the roll, please.
Councillor Acton is absent. Councillor Randall?
Here.
Councillor Norris?
Here.
Councillor Lee?
Here.
Councillor Hall?
Here. All right, thank you for that. I'll ask you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any agenda changes or additions, and additions or additions?
Me.
Hearing none? And none either, D? You have none either? Okay, we'll move on. No public hearings tonight. We'll move down to the consent agenda. It would be the approval of the August 10th meeting minutes, approval of the August second half vouchers in the sum of $28,220.93.
I make a motion to approve the approval of August 10th meeting minutes and approval of August second half vouchers for the sum of $28,220.93.
Thank you, Councillor.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor. Any questions? None. Do you want to call?
Councillor Randall?
Yes.
Councillor Norris?
Yes.
Councillor Lee?
Yes.
Councillor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. Moving down to public comment. Or no grass presentation, excuse me. No, moving down to public comment. Public comment. Any public comment? None. Down to council member comments.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. It's always a pleasure seeing the faces.
Yeah.
And yay, summer's almost over and very few fires. That's good. And on that note, end of report.
Any other council member comments?
No.
All right, hearing none without the mayor's comments. Thank you for everybody for coming in person and online. And a report. Chief Administrative Officer's report.
I do have one thing. So if you remember, we were talking about property appraisal for one of the CBD mall lots, and we had an appraiser. He came out and checked it out, did his full report, and then called me the day before he was going to deliver it, telling me that he found out that he's actually not allowed to appraise commercial properties. So we had to look into some other ones. We did pass on some names and did some research. And these are definitely commercial appraisers, but the cost is $2,500 instead of, you know, $15. So we have a few options. The quickest one is in 3 weeks. She can come out and check it out. The other ones are over a year wait and about the same cost, between $2,000 and $2,500. So something to think about.
We probably should decide what to do here.
I just had an appraisal on my house, so I could certainly reach out to the appraiser and find out if we can do commercial civil home.
Yeah.
I just got my appraisal in the mail, and I'll appraise that property for, you know, $1,000.
Have you got a commercial appraisal?
All right.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah. All right. So, why don't we're going to talk about maybe Council Hall can look into that and we can bring it forward next meeting. Fair enough. All right. Thank you, Dee. Anything else?
Enter report for me.
Move down to our attorney.
No, nothing to report. Nothing to report.
Nice. Moving on. Unfinished business. PDA dissolution update. PDA is formally dissolved. The city has the money. We were paid and have the money for it. You have a copy of that in your thing. So, Mary will be helping and working as somewhat of a consultant to finish up. The final audit has already been scheduled. So she's working on putting all that together. She's also going to have to work with the archive people we put to get rid of some of the files that are not needed, and then also archive the other files. So she's working on those issues also. And a report.
If I may interrupt you at this point in time, I forgot to bring up to excuse Don Acton under agenda changes and conditions.
I got it on.
Oh, the is it on there? Okay. Yeah, I skipped right over. Right.
That's good.
As I was.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where are the archives?
Up at the state archives. Some of them we kept up there. Some of them we'll have to keep in the back here so she can access in case the, or the audit and in case the auditors need anything else, but very minimal. And then everything will be archived up into the state.
So it'll just be short term.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Short term. Okay. Any other questions on that? Moving forward. New business. Excuse Councilor Acton.
I make a motion to excuse Councilor Acton.
Any discussion?
You know where that
is. Yes, we do. All right. D, would you call vote, please?
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yeah.
Councilor Lee?
Yeah.
Councilor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you. Resolution number 551 declaring certain properties surplus.
Make a motion to this? Okay.
Yes.
I make a motion to approve resolution number 551 declaring certain property surplus.
A second.
So we have some old cell phones in here that have no value that we can sell back to the cell phone company for like $10. Some of them are broken, some of them are, but they're just kind of adding up here.
Now, do we have to make a resolution? Every time, because we do this every time we have a resolution, we have surplus.
Every time. Even if we throw it away, it has to be.
Yeah.
Anything that belongs to the city. And the other, so we have to do it.
Technically, it's the people's property, so
absolutely.
We have to approve it from people.
Yeah.
Well, the resolution is a resolution. So once we made a resolution, it's established. So I didn't think we had to come back.
We actually have to identify what property is being surplus. So that's why you have to do it each time.
Yeah. The other thing is we have the old 15 SCBAs that are the outdated low pressure ones that we do not use anymore. But they're worth scrap value, which is nothing. But we have a Canadian fire department that asked if we would donate to them, but they're all shipping, they need them, they're a small department.
Absolutely.
So rather than throwing scrap heat and get nothing, what would we cause? So I'm thinking, what do you want to have? Any other questions or comments?
Are you being serious?
Can't tell with the mask.
I know.
It's a little more complicated because it's not an American.
Yeah, there's duty taxes and whatever. Is that
complicated? Well, in the Interlocal Cooperation Act, it contemplates agreements with other states, but internationally we require some kind of compact.
Okay.
But if we're going to surplus it and it has no value, I think you would surplus it for, you know, scrap value or no value, and then that would be a problem just giving it to a foreign agency
I mean, I'm not an international lawyer, so I don't know what the trips and traps might be, but as far as like if you had an interlocal agreement with another agency, you can give something even of value to another agency and you don't run afoul of the constitutional prescription against gift of funds. But that's not necessarily true with a foreign agency.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that either it has no value or follow whatever you need to follow or a transfer to a foreign agency.
Okay, that's something that we can do. These really have, I've listed them as scrap value. They really have no value whatsoever because they're tanks. So most cases won't even take them.
Yeah, we'd have to pay to get rid of them.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then it's not gift of funds. It really has no value. That's why I said you can determine that it has no value at all. You just surplus it to zero value, and then there's not really, you can give it to anybody for that.
Are we able to go negative value because it costs the people money to actually dispose of
them?
You
can put in your surplus resolution that, you know, it would actually be a cost to the city to dispose of these. So, you know, a transfer to anybody will be a benefit to the city.
Okay.
So we can do a resolution to do that. And then I guess the question is how do you get it there? So that's another problem.
Mm-hmm. We could continue with this one because we still have another, 15 over there. I mean, we still have, these are only partial.
Yeah.
That we're going to, so what we could do is at least go along with this resolution. I can put resolution next based on the, you know, no value.
Okay.
And because we can work out the.
But I do believe that it would cost us for a place to take and dispose of them.
Yeah, because of those tanks are fiberglass.
Yeah, they're fiberglass.
Yeah. Aluminum fiberglass, so you can't scrap it or anything.
Yep.
So what we'll do is maybe we should continue with this because we're gonna have to surplus them anyway or get rid of them.
Yeah.
So we have more over there.
Do they want all of them or they just
I think they only want 10 actually.
Okay.
So there's plenty over there. If we surplus these, then we can surplus the rest and figure out at no value, because they're at no value.
Yeah.
And then we can deal and work out the logistics.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Canada. Fair enough. How did Canada find out?
Because they have spies. I don't know. Well, the fire departments are connected all over the world. I mean, they're connected.
You guys put out a.
No, they just, they talk about themselves. And once they did a big forum, we need this. And so Pat is watching all the time. But they said, we need what? Okay, fair enough.
And when we said we needed South Vancouver,
Vancouver did for
to
us.
Give us our already right. fairly lightly used, structure here.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
So let's go forward with this, and then I'll do the next one. Because again, they said they were interested, but the duty tax getting it across the border, they were looking into that might be a lot of money, or it might not be worth it. So. The next thing on our agenda is discussion on allocating proceeds from the sale of cannabis business. So, as you can see, we gave them a receipt. We have on here exactly how much money we got right now. And the money was deposited into the money market fund. So the city sent out a little bit of money for the sale. We've allocated, as from the last meeting, we have allocated $25,000 for the fix up the playground. We've already put a committee together and we have our first, when's that your first meeting, Dee?
Monday at 4 p.m. It's a Zoom meeting.
Monday at 4 course, you haven't got the first meeting. So there's a little bit of money left. And I want to know if we want to go play.
Oh, Julie squinting. You know.
She's not just squinting.
Oh, <they don't. laughs> So we're going to have some money left. And you can earmark it for just about anything you want to.
Well, we've got $25,000 going out for the playground, right?
Yes.
That leaves us $50,000.
Well, and then you're going to have to pay. It's going to be roughly around $15,000 to $18,000 for the final pot. So we have to pay. And then there's a few others. Like we're going to have to pay at the end of the year. Or we may do it now. We're going to have to send out all the 1099s for all the businesses that work through the PBA. So that'll have to be done through the contract with the account again to do that. Just put those out for us. So there's a little bit of money, but $50,000 left. You don't have to do anything. We can leave it in the bank, or you can.
They say let's not do anything at this moment.
So here's what I'm thinking is, you don't have to do anything with it, or you can earmark it for something by resolution. Earmark it for something so that it can't be spent any other way.
What about sprinkles?
Whatever.
Why sprinkles? Why can't it be repurposing all the trails that have the big trick on them everywhere?
That's what Hall's talking about today. Whatever, but so something to think about.
I know the fire department is trying to retire Engine 8 too and replace it with a tender, but the tenders that they've been looking at are just water trucks. They don't have any luggage. They don't have any place to put any tanks or any tools. So you buy something for $20,000-$40,000 and turn around and have to do all this work to it. I'd like to see a little bit of that allocated to a grant match or some sort of match from BNSF or whatever to be able to get something that's actually usable versus getting something that we have to still put a lot of money into and it's nothing but a problem for the fire department and the city. Just as some of the vehicles that we've gotten through grants or gifts from DNRs, they were costly in just maintenance and bringing them up to par to be able to actually use them as operational. I'd like to see the fire department get something that they've been wanting for a long time, but I mean the price tag on the things are $500,000, $250,000. But if we approach BNSF and they're allowing that, we got $100,000 if you'll match 50 or 25, or I'd like to see something like that, but not have the city fit the whole bill. Or even close to the whole bill. I mean, just to be able to say, hey, we got this much, but this is what we need. To like BNSF and DNR and BLM, Bureau of Land Management, and see if we can pull all that resources funding together at one time to be able to get something. That way, we don't have to take a loan out on a vehicle like we did how many years ago for Engine 81. And now it's like we make payments on it for so long. Who knows how much more longer it's going to last. But Engine 8 too is dying on scenes, not being able to start back up. I mean, it has issues, and we've been talking about it for replacement for a while now. I think that would be a good allocation of some of these funds, but not all. But I would like to see it go into the market and sit for a while. I mean, we're definitely not going to jump on the gun as a fire department to hurry up and spend it, because we want to make sure it's well spent.
So I guess the purpose of putting this on here was this money is available above and beyond what we have, what we're going to budget. So there's something to consider, something to consider in the next few months while we.
But we still put it in the market, right?
Money's in the money market.
Yeah. Okay.
We put money in the money market.
I don't think the fire department is going to be in any capability to make a move on anything within the next year or so. Because I'd like to see the fire department come up, work on their end on getting funds allocated from, like I said, BNSF through a grant or something. Because they've been granting us, $25,000 a year, and it's like, as long as we spend it wisely, they'll keep doing that. But you know, the we have no way, the fire department has no way to fight an engine fire. And I guess while I was gone, they had an engine fire, but they had it out before we had even got there. And I said that it didn't get put out by the suppression that's already built into those engines. You know, it could have been a disastrous deal, you know, and being as dry as it was and not being able to get, you know, have enough water to supply a truck right away. You know, I think that is one of the things that the city definitely needs, not only as a city, but as the fire department as well. But I'd like to see some of that. I mean, that's still up for discussion on the amount. We all need to come up to a number as a group and do that. I'd like to see that happen.
And on the flip side of the coin, the fire department has gotten a lot of grants in the last few years, and public works has gotten none. Exactly. And their equipment is used every day. Fire department's equipment is used very rarely. I think if we go that way, it's a good idea, but we also ought to consider picking up the equipment for public works. Because if you listen to some of their lawnmowers when they go by, I can hear them. I know which one's on what lawnmower just listening to it because of the rattling. Who drives what?
Yeah,
they're falling apart. So that's something to consider too. Also, this money, this whole thing of putting this shop together was to enhance the community, like sidewalks and parks and whatever. And unfortunately, the market didn't support the plan that was originally put forward. The city got nothing. This money also really needs to go back. I might need to go back to the community because they've really been waiting a long time for the payoff, and they finally did. So that's something to think about. We have a lot of things to think about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I agree that the city works too. So I've seen that equipment, you know, and I worked at the park and they got nice equipment, you know. I mean, but the wrong rider will take out nice equipment really quick. So I feel that they have people that are on there that respect the machinery and take care of the machinery as well.
You know why? Because they have to fix it.
Yeah.
If they break it, they have to fix it. Nobody else can fix it, you know.
Well, let's start off, get the city some lawnmowers.
Well, let's go on. We're after lawnmower season, and we still have money.
Right off front.
Yeah, we still have money in the budget this year. We did put $20,000 in the budget for upgrading a lawnmower. So we may be able to do that without spending this with what we have left in our money this year.
Yeah, because the boat's got that seven-foot deck with a diesel motor. I mean, it is nice. It covers a lot of ground. So
yes. And something else to consider, we got the funding from the other funding from the Corona, the virus, and some of that funding can go for upgrading. You can upgrade certain things and within our like water and sewer, a lot of things that we put on there, we can upgrade it with that money. So then that money in the next 5 years can be allocated rather than going to certain things. We already have the money, it can be allocated towards equipment.
Well, we already did in the city pay for that pump.
Yeah.
And the insurance didn't kick back.
She's still
waiting to hear.
Okay, so I mean that was basically under the Corona, because of it, you know, people ran out of toilet paper, started using socks and sleeves and shirts and stuff. You know, I mean that's ridiculous, but people did what they thought they had to do,
right,
to get by. Are we able to refund ourselves with that money?
Well,
even though we've already paid for it.
No, because we have an insurance claim involved there. Anything after the money, we see the money, we can put like their, one of their composite samplers went bad. It just went out. And so we bought another composite sampler and upgraded. So that's part of that. There's a fine line in water sewer that you have, but mainly you can upgrade the system. The other thing is a computer system is how old?
Yeah.
It's like Windows.
I remember we talked about this about 2 months ago about upgrading their.
So there's a lot of things that we can do. Now here's what I was talking to Richard is. So when we budget this year, which we're going to start budgeting, we don't have to budget as much as we used to for the next 2 years on those kind of projects, we already have the money. So we can use the money that we would budget on some of those projects somewhere else. We can budget it in for equipment for that, which would free up money for the fire pump, you know?
Yeah.
So that's something to consider.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll tackle that.
But I just wanted everybody to know there's about 100
coming up.
There's going to be around 150,000 now. The other thing is, after there will be upgrades to the playground, so we will start. So this, that 150,000 after the upgrades to the playground. So there will be starts of doing something for the community. So, but there is a lot of sidewalks and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just something to consider as we go forward into the next budget cycle. Or save it for a rainy day or whatever. Okay. Right. I just want, it's in the bank. We have it now. And it's secure. Okay. Okay.
And we can draw it out for no penalty?
Yes. No penalties. All right. Moving forward. Any questions about that?
No.
Moving forward, approval to resume council workshop meeting starting September 13th, next meeting, start 6:30 meetings.
Sounds good. We need a motion or just a general consensus?
Well, we need to approve it. So all in favor say aye.
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 But I think you're not the wrong date. It's not the 13th.
So what would it be?
14th.
I don't think so.
Tuesday?
Second Tuesday.
14.
Well, September.
September.
14. The 8th. First meeting.
No. You're looking at 2021?
The second.
The 14th. Okay, I'm sorry. It's the
14th. The 14th. Okay.
Second Tuesday. We have 14. Let's make a change there, please.
I'm like, you guys can meet on the 13th. I'm not coming for the 14th. Y'all have to
talk. I got a fire meeting on the 13th, so I can't.
So the 14th, let's make the agreement.
Yep.
So all in favor of resuming the council workshop meeting starting September 14th at 6:30, starting the meeting at 6:30, say aye.
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 Okay.
We have to believe what we're.
Well,
can I have to believe what you're
telling me? The eyes have all the opposed say nay. The eyes have it.
Okay, okay. Because you have to drink the Kool-Aid doesn't mean you have to lunch.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So here's the other thing that one last thing I'll mention on that. We're going to start budget season. Councilor Hall is already next week. And I will sometime, any one of your counselors. Why we got three of them in here at one time, are more than welcome to come in. Just let me know when to sit down and start putting camera in numbers. Okay? Councilor Hall's already volunteered. Councilor Norris has already said he'd be here to make sure the money's spent wisely. And look over our shoulders. So that's
the deal. I need to show up this week, Councilor Norris.
Yes. Maybe we'll show up.
Let's just not all three at once.
Ouch.
Okay, any other comments on this? None? All right, we'll move forward to closing public comments.
I see nobody online.
All right. Okay, now we'll close that. Closing council members' comments.
Thank you, everybody, for attending the meeting. I missed the faces and the computer screen the last several meetings, you know, but vacation was worth it, so thank you. End of report.
You know, as I look around all these fires, we're so blessed here. I mean, we're tinder dry and just keeping it going, and I love that. Great. I hear people talking, and it's a good place to live, and we've got good weather and not as hot as some, and
I said that thank you for everybody coming, so he's like, I'm out. He said thank you. And you'll get one every time I'm here. Because I thank the people.
I know.
giving me the privilege to do this.
All right.
End of report.
End of report for Councilor Norris. Anybody else? Hearing nothing? No more business. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.